young persons. Do you have a special seat there? Yeah, okay, I see, all right. Are you the oldest? Are you the oldest? No? No. Okay. All right.
You made him happy for you to think he might be, though.
All right, this is good. Now, so I've been thinking a lot this week. I had an incident that it kind of set me back. I mean, not in a bad way, but it made me think. And so I was thinking, how do we know, how do we measure, you know, that God loves us? You know, we think about it all the time. Because I was thinking about all the people that are suffering in Florida, Puerto Rico. And I had an incident where I was offered to do the opening ceremony for the traveling wall from Vietnam. And it just made me remember all the things that have happened. And so, you know, how do we measure that God loves us? Because, you know, we do funny things. When we think of measuring, we give gifts to people. Isn't this great? This is a great gift. You can give that to your mom. But we measure things. We have a tape measure. You think that would work in a theology class for how much God loves us? You think you could do it that way? No? No? How about that? All right. How about this? Think a measuring cup would work? Would God love you a cup worth or two cups worth? What do you think? No? No, that wouldn't work? All right. How about this? Do you think God loves you? You think you can measure how long God loves you, but with a stopwatch? You could. No? How about a watch? Would that work better? You don't think that would work? Okay, well, so if you don't think that, then how come we think when we see somebody with lots of money, we say, oh, God must have blessed them? Do you think that's the way God blesses people? It's not the only way. That's one way he could do it. But he doesn't always bless people that way. How about the poor guy on the corner? Do you think he's a sinner and that's why he's poor? No? But all those are the ways we measure God's gifts and God's relationship with us. Isn't that true? Don't you think if this person has a club foot, maybe God didn't love them as much as you who doesn't have a club foot? Don't we think that way? We do. It's kind of sad, but we do. All of us do, a little bit. But there's some scripture for it. You know, my favorite scripture, of course, is "For God so loved the world." We know that one, right? We all know, we've heard that one before. But there's one in Psalms that says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, and my cup runneth over." You know what that is? Psalm 23. So if your cup runneth over, was this the kind of cup he was talking about? No, I didn't think so. No, he wasn't a cook. No, I didn't think so. How about this one? If God's love is higher than the heavens, then a tape measure wouldn't work, right? We couldn't, if his love is higher than the heavens. That's Psalm 108, verse 4. It says God's love is higher than the heavens. That's not going to work, right? No? All right. How about this one? That God's love is from everlasting to everlasting. Psalm 103, 17. You know what that means, everlasting to everlasting? It's kind of a funny statement. You know what eternity means? It's forever, right? So can you go from forever to forever? Can you? Can a cup be more full than it is? No, it can't. It's kind of a funny statement. So that's the first thing you have to know. It's a funny statement. Love is a relationship. And in a relationship, you do all kinds of things. In a relationship, you take care of a person's horse. In a relationship, you take out the trash. In a relationship, you come to church on Sunday. In a relationship, out in the middle of the field by yourself, you say, Lord, I need help with my math homework. It's a relationship. And that's the thing you have to remember. It's not measured. It's an interaction. Can you remember? That's the most important thing you can remember. Can you remember it's a relationship? That even if you're a jerk, even if you sin, it's still a relationship. And you can still go to God and say, Lord, I messed up. Help me. And he will still be there for you. Can you understand that? If you don't learn anything else I've ever taught you, if you remember that one thing, I will be a very happy man. Got it? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless our kids. They have a tough time. It's a tough, hard world for them. There's lots of confusion, lots of adults saying really ignorant things, lots of adults being impatient with one another in the midst of a world with so much pain and suffering. But around them, Lord, if they look, help them find the light. Help them find the people who love one another. Help them find the places where they can experience your love. Help them to be courageous and brave. The tough times are ahead of them when they have to choose on their own. Give them the grace, Lord, to make that choice. To understand that they don't have to be perfect. They just have to love you and allow you to love them. Help them remember, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys.